Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove, and today we are joined with Dave Lersch from Miller Brothers Construction. Dave, it's so great to have you. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Miller Brothers?
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I've been at Miller Brothers for quite a while now. This is my 40th year, so it's been a great third-generation family business to work for. We're a heavy civil contractor, have had involvement in a lot of projects here in Fulton County.
Yes, and you've been a Fulton County business since Miller Brothers has started, correct?
Correct.
It was started in Fulton County in Archbold.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
And still headquartered in Archbold.
Still headquartered in Archbold. We do have offices in Ann Arbor and also Central Ohio now.
Okay, so Miller Brothers started how many years ago? It's third generation. So
yeah, 1945 is when Dale and Floyd started out as ditch diggers.
Wow.
So, and now have transpired to working in three states and 600 employees.
Wow. That's a big transition from digging ditches. So what has that transition been like? How did Miller Brothers grow to what it is now?
Yeah, I think the highway work is really what we cut our teeth on, building roads and bridges. That was a huge part of the foundation that Dale and Floyd started. Then when Dean Miller came in, him and his cousin Bob took us to Kentucky. We did coal mining down there. Up here, we expanded into quarry operations at Hillsdale Sand and Gravel. We had a paving operation. And now as Brad has come in, we're working in Central Ohio, which Columbus is just booming, and Ann Arbor. Again, we're working in highway and bridges still, but now we do environmental work, which is landfill work. We do commercial work, which is for Amazon distribution centers, and the industrial market is about the solar farm and the wind farms and airports. So have really diversified.
Yeah, and in the beginning, I think I had read that you had done more on the public side than the private side, and now that's kind of flip-flopped a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. The public roadway and bridges was a big part of what we did, but then some individuals came in. Sean Miley came in and helped develop our commercial business, and that has just exploded. And so we are probably, we're striking a good balance. That diversification helps us with the ebbs and flow of the economy that will happen in construction. So we're really pretty balanced right now between the private and governmental work.
And I think it's important to talk about, too, when you have huge growth like that, one of the biggest pieces of that puzzle is the people to do the work. It's a physical job, so you need the employees there doing the job for you in order to have growth like that. So can we talk a little bit about workforce, and is it something that you are continuing to grow?
Yeah, workforce development is huge right now. We can all, as contractors, usually get the same equipment, but it is the people that is a huge issue. There's statistics out there by 2031, over 40% of the trades, men and women in the trades, will retire.
Wow.
So that's going to be a big deal coming out. So we're working hard to get the message out sooner to students in schools and vocational schools, but that issue is one for the entire country to deal with, that retirement of the trades.
For sure, and I mean, obviously, we've all seen technology evolve. There's some jobs, you know, you go to the grocery store and you're checking yourself out on a machine, but there's some jobs like this in the trades that you can't replace it with the machine. You have to have that person that has the knowledge to operate the machines, or the person that's doing the physical labor. And I know for myself, my own experience, my father-in-law worked for Miller Brothers for 40 years, and my husband has now been there. He's coming up on 20 years. So, and he works in underground utilities, and he is in the laborers union. So when it comes to workforce, should somebody go through the union first? Do they come to Miller Brothers first? How does the training work? How do you get hired into Miller Brothers?
Yeah, with the trades, Miller Brothers is a union contractor. So our men and women that work in the field are in the different unions. Your husband, Marty, is in the laborers union. We have operating engineers. We have carpenters. We have cement masons. So to be employed by Miller Brothers, you need to be in one of those unions. Most of them are located for us right here in Northwest Ohio in the Toledo area. But we're finding that there's some barriers there, and we want to help new people, young people know how to enter the trades. So we are trying to communicate to them that process. But to work for Millers out in the field, they do need to be a union person. And again, the unions have been very solid here in our area, maybe different than some of the stigmas that go with the unions. But your husband's in a great union, the laborers. And again, they understand the need too. So business, unions, and even educators now are finally starting to work together a little more so we can help bridge that gap to help people get into the union.
Yeah, because it can be an intimidating process when you don't know where to start. You don't know what you don't know. So that is something, come to you guys first and you can kind of guide.
Yeah, that's what we talk to. When we bring tours to our facility, when we go into the schools, we talk about that process. So the kids are not quite so intimidated, but we would gladly help them understand the process. There is a testing process. But again, there are such great benefits that it is really a good place for a young person to be able to make a career in construction.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my husband started right after high school. Like I said, he's coming up on 20 years and it's been great for us, for our family. So, you know, just kind of my personal experience with it. But there's the trade side, and then there is also in the office, the engineers and the planners. Is that something that you look to hire in as well?
Oh, very much so. We are, we're going to job fairs all over the state. Even up into Michigan. And again, recruiting is a huge deal right now. And again, young people coming out of college, they can make a great career in construction. And when we go and talk to educators, some of them are looking at switching careers even. We do need great educators talking to the youth, but there needs to be a better understanding of what options are available for these students. And you can imagine there are these students that sit in class, they'll never make it at the collegiate level. That's not where they'll fit. There are some that will, and we have men and women. Want to make sure we talk about that, the diversity of our workforces, minorities. There's a place for anyone to have a great career in construction, whether it's union or non-union. We have all of them at MBC, probably approximately 200 non-union employees. We've probably got 400 union employees.
Wow. So somebody who's in high school, who's thinking about that career and who's thinking about doing the college track, what do you recommend as far as what to study in college? Is there certain requirements that you have as far as a degree that you're looking for?
Yeah, I will just say when we talk to the students while they're still in high school, math is just a crucial skill. It's not complicated math, but they need to have a competency there. And we continually talk about communication skills. You need to be able to shake someone's hand, look them in the eye. And again, we talk about that now when we're talking to students. Again, there's some great universities, Bowling Green, University of Toledo, Trine, University of Cincinnati, and OSU have outstanding construction programs. But again, want to highlight math is a very solid skill in construction, whether you're in the field, your husband's using it every day, or our engineers as they put together bids.
Sure. And within, you know, you said there's 600 employees, maybe about 200 non-union, 400 union. So there's so many divisions within Miller Brothers. There's different things that you focus on within the private and public sector. Can you touch a little bit about the different divisions that you have?
Yeah, again, we have the roadway division. We have the bridge division. So that's working for the departments of transportation. Really the new ones that have just exploded, and we see this in Central Ohio. Our commercial group, working for Amazon distribution centers, these big box stores that are going up all over the country. And again, we're finding we will go with a general contractor and we develop relationships with them. And they'll take us to the three different states that I mentioned, to Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. It's really been interesting to see the solar industry just take off. Again, we were doing wind farms a few years ago. That's died down a little bit. But you can see how construction touches so many different areas of our lives. And then I'll even just mention our environmental group. None of us ever want to see the trash piling up outdoors. So again, we're digging landfills. We're keeping our cities clean, our communities clean, so this stuff can be taken care of. So again, construction affects all areas of our life, but those are really the five disciplines that we work on in a regular basis.
And I know something else that you really focus on to continue that growth is safety. Safety is a huge thing within Four Miller Brothers and within the construction industry. Can you touch a little bit about your focus on safety?
Yeah, and again, I think that starts at the top. And again, third generation Brad Miller, Brad really wants to be the employer of choice and he wants his employees to go home the same way they came to work. Again, another initiative that Brad has been really a proponent of is just mental wellness in the construction industry. Suicide, those type of things are affecting our industry, our society, our family. So again, that's just another part of safety that we want to be a proponent of, try and get rid of the stigmas. Again, safety is our number one core value. And again, it starts at the top with Brad Miller, the leadership team. And again, I think our employees embrace that. They want it for themselves and their fellow employees. It's tough as you have a growing organization, how you make sure everybody understands that core value. As your industry grows, we got to keep sending the same message over and over again. We want you to go home the way you came to work.
Yeah, I mean, you hear things on the news. It's scary. I know, obviously, I have my personal bias to it. My husband is out there all day, every day. And I know that him as a foreman, safety is so important to him. I know he would never let anything happen to his guys. So when I worry about him, I know he's keeping everything as safe as he can on his job site because he would never let anything happen to the guys that are out there with him. So
yeah, your husband epitomizes the great leaders that we have in the field. And again, if the guys at the top don't believe in it, and I know Marty does and his comrades that work together that way, they know what Brad Miller's expectation is. And so, again, we do not cut corners. We're not perfect, but yet we strive every day to make sure our employees are safe.
Yes, I can attest to that for sure. And you see a lot of growth and a lot of potential within the construction industry still, you know, to come. So what do you think the outlook is for Miller Brothers for the construction industry? Do you see technology really evolving and changing? Is that something that you're going to be bringing more things into Miller Brothers and continuing to change?
Yeah, definitely. Technology is going to change. What are the next 75? I mean, we started in 1945, so we're approximately 80 years old now. You know, technology is huge. We're using it on our equipment with GPS equipment. I mean, there can be equipment running in a field with no one even in it, and that operator can be sitting a couple states away. So that's where technology is. We have an electric bulldozer now, so you see that evolving and changing. What we're trying to do with students, we have simulators now where we can bring students in, actually set them on what would be a real life $500,000 piece of equipment, which there's a lot of risk there, so we can sit them on a simulator and expose them to that without ever having the risk, without ever burning the fuel. So again, that's what technology is doing for us. And again, it's so lifelike when they sit on a simulator to what it's really like out in the field. So technology is going to change our industry. We got to be ready for these paradigm switches that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you grow, as you're gaining more employees, as technology changes, do you see the growth of Miller Brothers going beyond the three states that you're currently operating in?
Good question. We have a strategic plan that we are working on, and I think that just helps us be intentional about the future. We're not going to get there if we don't have a plan. We have some growth plans, dollar-wise and people-wise, and we have just embarked upon that. And again, I think that speaks to Brad's vision for the company. He is a great visionary. He got that from his father, who I think got that from his grandfather too. So again, yeah, we want to grow this thing. And again, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to do it with the family values that have always been important to the Miller family, and we're not going to compromise on those.
Yeah, like I said, I have a personal bias, and Miller Brothers has been great for our family, and it's always fun when we're in the car, and my husband will point out, he'll say, oh, yep, we did that over there, and I worked on this over here, and he'll point out to our kids now, like, oh, yep, we built that bridge, and it's so fun to be able to drive around and point things out like that. It's really cool, and you get a new appreciation for the things that are within the construction industry. And so thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. Can you tell us how to get in contact with Miller Brothers? What is the best way for somebody to find you guys?
Well, you can follow us on social media. And again, this gray-haired old guy isn't in charge of social media at MBC. We have someone call into the office. We're located in Archbold, Ohio. Again, we are in Ann Arbor and Central Ohio. But again, just call our main office, and it won't take too long to get you to the right person.
And you have a website as well.
We
can get in contact through. Yep. So is that NBCholdings.com?
Close enough. Okay. You'll find us that
okay.
way.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dave. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.